can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Schemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Schemann and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. On a Monday and a short work week, off on Friday. You know, I'm not a big fan of harmonica. I have nothing wrong with Tom Petty. Are you kidding me? The sound of a harmonica kind of is like nails on a chalkboard to me for some reason.
Come
and that applies
across. You don't like Piano Man either, right?
Oh, you already know that. I already said that. But yeah, across the board, I don't like harmonica. It's too high pitched, whiny. It just bothers me. It bothers my nerves.
But not in certain songs like that one and a lot of stuff that Billy Joel does on harmonica.
Specifically those songs, yes. That feature the harmonica.
You're the only one on earth that doesn't like Piano Man.
Yeah, Pete Shepard, I don't think I'm the only one out of 7
You're the only
people.
One. I have never heard anybody in my life of 53 years, barely 53 years, say, I don't like the song Piano Man. Never.
I don't like harmonica. If I don't like harmonica, I don't like Piano Man. And by the
Ridiculous.
Way, why is it
Ridiculous.
Why is it misnomered Piano Man when he's playing the harmonica? It should be Harmonica Man, obviously.
No, well, because he's so talented. He plays both at the same time.
Well, why does he say piano and concert. Harmonica Man? Why is it got to be Piano Man? All I hear is harmonica. Fact.
Just
you know
absolutely
what?
Unbelievable.
You know what? I'm going to put it on
Craigslist of Hatred now, Piano Man by Billy Joel. It's unbelievable.
Well, no, I'm just going to be more broad brush because I do that. I'm just going to put harmonica. I don't like it. I don't like the sound. It bothers me.
Ugh. Unbelievable.
I'm sorry. What can I say? I can't change me. I got to be
one person out of, I don't know, 30 billion people doesn't like Piano Man.
Okay, they're not Greg 30 Schemann. Billion people on the earth. There's only 7 billion. So you're a little hyperbole, Pete Shepard.
In the universe.
But still, I'm sticking to my 7 billion.
All right, so you can vote on it right now at 99.3 ESPN Radio, the Twin Peaks Twitter poll. Does the harmonica sound like nails on a chalkboard?
Yeah.
Just tweet it out.
All right. That's
and the Bears and Lions are getting ready to kick off right now.
Yes,
you can watch the game at 99.3ESPN.com.
That virtually on Twitch, like you said, you could do hook into it on our website. I see tonight, I think ESPN is rerunning the Saints-Falcons from 06. That's where Steve Gleason had his famous punt block, I believe.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Is that the first game back?
First game back post-Katrina. Yeah.
Okay. So that's on tonight. That's something to watch.
First game with Breeze and Peyton at the Superdome in New Orleans.
First?
Yeah.
He got hired, and then they had the hurricane, and mm-hmm. then they had
that
to play
was
05, the year in
right?
San Antonio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
About that. Oh, speaking of the Saints, some bad news. Their former kicker, Tom Dempsey, who famously
passed away.
Kicked a 63-yard field goal, which for 20-some years was the NFL record back in 1970 with a clubbed foot, and I might add an illegal shoe, as he defeated the Detroit Lions at the horn.
It's cheating.
But he died.
Well, it was they went through that this morning on SportsCenter. They replayed it and they replayed it back. And I think it was obviously, and it was NBC that had the coverage back then. I want to say it was Kirk Gowdy who made the call. But then they brought the whole thing up because remember Craig when we used to buy? Remember you didn't see that. I mean I was 3, you were 2 when that happened.
Right.
You didn't see a lot of highlights like that. Once in a while, you know, years later, once in a while they show still shots of it, but you never really saw highlights. But I always remembered. When we were back in the day, I'm sure your high school, Craig, remember you could, in, you know, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th grade, you could order books, you know, from a little catalog, you know, you'd get books. Did you guys have that? Where you could order, you know, books like, you know, Highlight Magazine or, you know, kids' books or whatever. And I always remember Guinness Book of World Records was one that you could always get. I always used to buy it every year.
Yeah.
And every year they'd have a sports section, and it was a thick book. It looked like the Bible. If you remember, and it did. It was like that thick, and you'd go to, and you'd always see the picture of Dempsey there.
Yep,
for years and years and years.
That is, and again, it was coronavirus related. He had been suffering dementia and in a nursing home in Louisiana, which has been hit hard by all this. Other news out of New Orleans: the Super Bowl is scheduled to be there in the year 2024. However, if we go to a 17-game schedule, which we are. That's going to push everything back a week, and that's going to smack dab the Super Bowl into Mardi Gras. And so they may have to reschedule or change it, or they may lose. They may lose the Super Bowl.
They're going to have to change Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I think changing Mardi Gras is
change
very
Mardi Gras
easy.
Instead of the Super Bowl, right?
I mean, you could have Mardi Gras in New Orleans every day of the week if you wanted to.
Yeah, but it's Fat Tuesday before Ash Tuesday. Wednesday. That's on the calendar. That depends on when the moon is full. I mean, that ain't changing. That ain't changing.
Yeah, well, you can change it for a week.
They're not going to change it, Pete. That's the whole point.
Well, if it comes down to the Super Bowl, then have both.
There's no hotel
space available.
Yeah, there's
not enough hotel. You got, because you get more people going to New Orleans for Mardi Gras than for the Super Bowl.
Sure.
There's a better chance of them moving Mardi Gras than them moving the Super Bowl.
Well, they're not moving the Super Bowl. They'll move the Super Bowl site away from New Orleans.
That's on the table.
Well, that's what they'll do.
Nobody's saying we're going to move Mardi Gras. It's not going to happen.
Give it to Vegas. They just lost a draft.
Yeah. Yeah. Spread the wealth.
Oh, please. They got enough wealth in Vegas.
Oh, they're hurting now, Pete. They're closing doors,
everybody's
man.
Hurting. Everybody's hurting. You're right, Pete.
Hey, did you see where at the golf course Tom Brady joined? Chris, you love this. The Seminole Golf Club. It's rated number 12 in the country by Golf Digest. Number 12 in the country. It's about 3 hours from Tampa, I guess. Have you ever had a U.S. Open there?
No.
No. How come?
It's one of those courses they don't like that type of person infiltrating their gates.
What, Tom Brady?
No. Tom Brady they're cool with. The U.S. Open goer, if you will.
Oh.
Plus, a U.S. Open here in Florida in June? No.
Toasty.
Well, in rain, you couldn't play it.
That's true.
You couldn't play it.
Yeah.
But the Seminole's one of those clubs where you don't go knock on the door, say, hey, can I be a member? You get invited to be a member.
It's like Augusta, except further south. Yeah.
Not quite as, but yeah, I mean, it's right there.
Yeah.
It's one of those clubs that once you're in, you're like, damn, I made it.
Really?
I'm good.
But, you know, I'm looking at it right now. I tweeted it. I'm looking at a picture of it. I mean, it looks nice. It looks very flat. Maybe this is a bad picture. A lot of dry spots. I don't know. It looks like a nice course. I don't know if it looks like the number 12 course in the country.
It's the prestige. It's the prestigiousness.
It's the zip code, baby.
Yeah, of the course. That's what it is.
Did you see what the Buccaneers' code name was for the Tom Brady deal?
No. Goat?
It was referred to as Operation Shoeless Joe Jackson. They had a secret code name because they didn't want word getting out in case it didn't work out.
That's funny.
They want to be embarrassed. They said that Brady walking away from New England was as likely as Joe Jackson walking out of a cornfield in Iowa. So they said Operation Shoeless Joe Jackson. That was the code name for the deal was as they were negotiating behind the scenes.
So the other big news that broke last hour is that basically we're going to have a gigantic fantasy football draft coming up. Because that's what it is. The GMs and head coaches and other team personnel will be, as Adam Schefter just pointed out, ensconced in their homes for the April 23rd to 25th draft.
Hey, Pete?
Yeah.
Can I request that the Lions just put it on auto pick?
Oh, hang on a second. I didn't have it.
Just have the Lions put it on auto pick. Then they won't screw it up. If it's going to be like fantasy, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
the best available player on the board. Don't screw it up. Don't be duped by other teams like the Patriots with your weak trade requests or the Dolphins. Stick to your guns. That's how we roll.
Take Tua.
Take Tua. That's what will happen. That's what would happen on auto pick with the third pick in the draft. The Detroit Lions take Tua.
Best player on the board.
Fact.
Best player on the board.
Pete, did you see your boy AB was formally charged with the incident with the moving company that we all saw? He has been charged with felony burglary, conveyance, and two misdemeanors, one of battery and one of criminal mischief over the weekend by Broward County. I would still argue that former trainer Brittany Taylor and her accusations are worse, but that's civil. That's a civil court. But, yeah, he's actually charged with the felony now. Good luck getting into the NFL this year, AB.
And right after that, do you know what he did yesterday?
No, I haven't seen it.
He hired veteran agent Ed Wojcicki of EMG Sports, which is a huge company, to represent him. Now, what does Ed know that we don't? That's an awful, I mean, that's a, I guess you can always drop him if it's like Rosenhaus did.
Yeah.
But that's a pretty big, I guess it's a, you know, reputation-wise for Mr. Wojcicki of EMG Sports. He's going to represent AB.
That's an agent that is trying to think long-term. Thinking, all right, when we get this season going, if we do, AB will have some sort of suspension. And, I mean, he's not going to get a $30 million signing bonus ever again. That's never going to happen. I don't know why you would take on the headache.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me.
Prestige, ego. Like, oh, Rosenhaus couldn't get it done, but watch what I can do. Let me watch my magic.
That's just the point. Rosenhaus couldn't get it done. What makes you – Rosenhaus, yeah. I think, is a pretty good agent, no matter what you think of him, number one. And number two, he's got the patience of Job, and he finally had enough. So get rid of this guy.
By the way, Bears lead the Lions 3-0, 8:42 to go in the first quarter.
Every Lions-Bears game in the history of mankind – has started out 3-0 at the end of the first quarter. They're dreadfully boring games.
The Lions actually missed a kick earlier. Should be 3-3.
Oh, they did?
Okay, they did, yeah.
Fine.
Falcons just finally announced the Todd Gurley deal.
The DeAndre Hopkins deal has not been announced yet.
Well, because neither he or David Johnson have had any kind of physical yet. I'm glad you brought that up, Chris. We have some sound from Bill O'Brien. This is humorous. Here is Bill O'Brien, the head coach and general manager of the Houston Texans, defending his trade, getting Hopkins out of town. This is on HoustonTexans.com.
There's a lot of things that go into trades, a lot of thoughts that go in. How much are you going to take on contractually? How much does it take to buy that second round pick, that number 40 pick? You know, what type of player are you bringing in? What type of player are you losing? And what is in the best interest of the team? Capital T, capital E, capital A, capital M. Mm-hmm. Every decision we make, as good long spelling. As I'm the head football coach here, will always be made in the best interest of the team.
I don't think that was in the best interest of the team.
That sounded so cheesy.
That's like a high school
rah-rah. It gave me a cavity, but it wasn't even sickly sweet. It just sounded so cheesy. That rah-rah Pop Warner nonsense. Capital T, capital E, capital A, capital N. How about capital J-A-C-K hyphen A-S-S? How about that?
Oh, that spells jackass.
You don't even need a hyphen.
When he says a lot of thought goes into each trade, I don't think there was.
Please.
I don't think there was a lot of thought going into that trade.
I swear to God, why hasn't somebody said your trade got rejected by Madden? What does that tell you? A video game rejected your trade.
Because as Craig said, this is courtesy of HoustonTexans.com. I don't think they're going to. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying sometime, somewhere, somebody on a conference call maybe will ask him that question.
Well, somebody's going to ask him for sure. I even got the feeling that after Bill O'Brien made the trade, there had to be a part of him that said, oops.
You know how many pump blocks I've ever seen in my life on Madden? Maybe one, two. And the Lions just had a punt blocked at their own 2-yard line. Yes.
Did the Bears score?
No, they're about to. They're on the 2-yard line.
Yes.
This is on Twitch, which we have a link at our website at 993ESPN.com.
You know how bad you have to be in Madden, to block a punt?
That's actually the second. That's the second block punt that I've seen on these Madden sims in the last week.
Yeah.
The Browns had a scoop and score on a blocked punt against the Bengals. That was Friday of last week, and I took the over in this game, so I'm loving the scoring early.
Really? The over? It was at 50, wasn't it?
50.5.
Yeah.
I took the Lions plus 4.5 because I just think they have more talent. For this game, I think they have, talent-wise, more chances. But, Dean, they missed a field goal and a blocked punt already in the first quarter.
Well, this is
That's like impossible
this is
to
Stafford
do.
Stafford versus Trubisky. Again, we didn't see Stafford versus Trubisky in the regular season because Stafford had a broken – or maybe we did once.
Special teams playing a big role early in Chicago.
There you go. What kind of weather we got in Chicago?
Beautiful football weather.
Beautiful crisp day in the autumn. Weather. Well, actually, it's week 17, so it's December.
No, this is not December in Chicago.
It's
this
not?
Is – no.
Touchdown Trubisky to Robinson. It's going to be 10-0 extra. Well, could be 9-0, 10-0 extra point pending.
Told you all day long, take the Bears to the 4.5.
You know your team.
I know my team.
You know your team.
But here's the thing. I also don't wager on my team. That is, I didn't follow my own advice because I don't bet my own teams.
You're gonna
it's just
have,
a rule I
you're
have.
You're gonna have to come around on that.
Because of my expertise on my own
team.
Let me
ask you this. Can we play something forward?
Okay, sure.
Just imagine the day.
Okay.
We get back to playing whatever.
Okay.
Sports.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fill in the blank on the sport.
Okay.
I don't care what the sport is.
All right.
Craig Sheeman's favorite team is the first game back.
Yes.
Are you, hypothetically, are you placing any Skittles on that game? Are you scratching the itch, even though it's your team that's on the line?
That's an excellent question. It's a fair question. And I do believe my answer still would be no.
Liar!
No, I don't.
Total liar. You put a buck on. Knowing you, you only put a dollar or two on stuff anyway.
I don't think I would because, A.
A dollar?
I don't. Number one, I don't bet on my own teams. I don't let my head get ahead of my heart and vice versa.
A dollar.
And number two, that first game is risky. You don't know what you're going to get coming out of camp. So, no, I never do. I never will. I don't. I won't. I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm going to draw my line.
A dollar.
No. I'll spend my dollar betting against the Patriots.
Okay, when you're able to go to confession, you make sure you tell the priest that lie.
Yes.
I don't know how
say
you
to
can
our fathers
sit up there,
and a Hail Mary.
I don't see how you can sit there all high and mighty giving me a penance for what I'm telling you what I'm going to do. I'm a man of integrity, and when I say what I'm going to do, I do. You know, and now
it's a dollar,
now,
not a hundred.
No,
a dollar.
No, no.
Just for the fun,
now
a dollar.
I'm going to draw the line in the sand even
50
more.
How about this? 50 no, cents. You can do 50 cents.
You know what? Out of spite? No. Now that you've pushed me up against the wall, no, I will not. I will not bet.
You sound like Bill O'Brien. Doing things out of spite. That actually explains the DeAndre Hopkins trade. Spitefulness. Bill, why'd you do that? I was spiteful of DeAndre Hopkins.
I still think your Lions are going to cover in this game with the 4.5. As usual,
there's
I have
no
more
way.
Faith in your team than you do.
I know, but you usually come in on Monday and go, you screwed me, Sheeman.
No. That, you know, I didn't do any teases.
Yeah.
Oh, so the other night, Friday night, the Eagles beat the – I didn't see the score. I just know I won, but I didn't see the final score of the Eagles-Giants game.
Blowout.
It was a blowout.
It
was funny, though, because we had Sean call in, who's our big Giants fan. He called in on Friday afternoon, and we asked him. We said, make the case for the Giants. And he said, he goes, Saquon Barkley is unstoppable in Madden.
Right.
And I think it was the second drive of the game.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley ripped off like an 80-yard touchdown run.
Yeah.
And at that point, I went, huh. Maybe he's onto something. Now, the rest of the game, he didn't do a ton, and the Giants aren't very good.
Yes.
But it was kind of early on in the game where I said, okay, yeah, Saquon, it must be pretty good on men.
Now, here's my problem with all of this. I was asking you on Friday. I want to be able to find final scores from this deal. I was watching
that's
the
a
game,
problem.
But I bailed early in the fourth quarter, and I want to know what the final was. All I know is I had more Skittles in my account than I had afterwards, so I know I won the hypothetical wager.
Right.
But I want to know what the final scores are, and you got to. I couldn't find them. I was Googling everything. I wasted an hour and a half on Friday night around midnight trying to look for a score.
Yeah, don't do that.
I know, but it's a sickness. Once you go down that path, you can't stop.
Do that. Forever will it dominate your destiny.
Yes, it does.
At the dark side.
I'm telling you. It would make my life a lot easier if I could just see some scores. Fact.
Well.
Do you open up your sports apps? I don't know. Like I use ESPN to look at all my scores. Whatever.
It's usually where I start.
Do you open that up from time to time, kind of flick around on it for a few seconds, and then think to yourself, what am I doing?
Now post no games?
Yeah, no games.
I've broken myself of that habit. In fact, this Madden on Twitch, which again you can find at 993ESPN.com thing, has got me back into the habit Friday of just flicking around, just looking at stuff.
Looking for something.
I've actually lately have just put my phone down because it's all coronavirus all the time and I need a break.
I'm stunned that ESPN, one of their venues, or some television station, I know Twitch has their own app on smart TV, hasn't picked up these games and put them on there. I'm telling you, people would watch.
They might not have the rights.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't know what the legalities are. By the way, the Lions just pinned the Bears back on the – they went 3-and-out and pinned the Bears back on their own 1-yard line. I'm sorry, 3-yard line.
That's what you call playing field position.
Yeah. Can't see.
Battle of field position right there. Yeah. It's all good.
But
all right.
We got a lot. I got a lot of lists. I got a quiz for you guys, so it's kind of easy, but
I want to get to the golf stuff.
Oh yeah.
Cuz I'm intrigued by all of that.
The redoing of
the schedule. I'm intrigued by all of it because how it can coincide with football.
Yes. Bingo. And it kind of points to what we've talked about, like when this pause button when we're able to press play again on it and sports can resume, we are in store for the most epic 6-month window of sports I think that any of us have ever seen.
People will be complaining. You're going to hear this a lot, and I'm going to tell everybody to shut up. I can't keep up.
Right.
It's too much.
You're right.
I don't know what to, you know, it's just too much.
A lot of marriages
are going to end in that 6-month window, Chris, if what you say, and I hope it happens.
No, it's going to be, you're right,
safety!
Though.
Safety.
Safety.
Yes, Lions.
More points.
Safety. Wow. Who's 96?
Snacks.
Snacks!
Is
no longer with the team. No, but to your point, it's going to be, I couldn't watch the Alabama game yesterday. I had to watch Tiger Woods on moving day on a Saturday.
At the Masters, it's a great thing, isn't it?
It's going to be
unbelievable. I'll tell you what, I'm going to look at the Georgia football schedule. I might not go to the Masters on Saturday, head over to Sanford Stadium and go watch the fourth best team in the country play a football game. Right, right, Craig?
Sixth best, and you
right,
know
Craig?
It. You know, right. You do that, Chris. I'm going to bet you don't do that.
They'll be number two in the country by then.
No, at least.
Not according to Caesars. Actually, got win totals coming up.
Actually, no. They play Alabama very early next year.
Yeah.
Georgia and Bama.
Yeah.
Week four?
So
three?
I'm sure that show that week, Craig will come on the air and say this is a playoff game in week four.
And you'll be wrong.
And Georgia has been clearly eliminated.
You'll say that if they lose, they're out of it. And I'll come back and say, no, if they win out like last year, they'll be right back in it.
And they won't win out. They'll lose to like South Carolina or something stupid.
No,
that's it. That's it. And then you could go back to that Alabama game and go, oh, had they won that, it would have been all different.
If they're going to lose a game like that, you lose it early and you have plenty of time to recover.
You know what?
That's right.
Pre-coronavirus or post-coronavirus, Craig, right again. You know what else I'm right about?
You're not right about that. Your theory, anybody who loses a game in September can never make the college football playoff, which is false. The lie.
You're putting words in my mouth. I didn't say that. Look, there is.
I would have no problem agreeing with you if they pulled in Ohio State for not last year, but the two previous years and got blown out on the road. But to have them lose on a kind of a fluky day by 3 points at home and not by, 20 points or 24 points or 30 points, and for you not to cut them any slack at all, it wasn't like they lost by 30 at home. Yeah, they should have won the game, but they didn't lose to some schmuck team. They didn't lose like Michigan almost lost to Army.
I have one question for you. Did Georgia make the playoffs last year? No.
Would
they have made the playoffs if they beat South Carolina? Yes. Done. Craig, right again. All right. Can we move on?
No.
They also would have made the playoffs if they beat LSU in the SEC championship
game. Well, nobody
game.
Beat LSU yeah. last year.
Well,
they
didn't beat South Carolina. So you can't throw your hypothetical out and have it be pertinent, and then we throw ours out, and it's irrelevant.
I am not wrong here.
But you're not right either.
No, that's the key. If I'm not wrong, then I am right.
That's not true.
We already know you were wrong because they were ranked fourth in the final poll. Fact.
Yeah. That has nothing to do with anything. That has
yes,
nothing
it does.
To do with anything of our conversation.
One, two, three, four.
Boris Johnson is an ICU.
Georgia.
Huh?
By the way,
Johnson?
Detroit's driving.
Yeah,
across, they're on the Bears 40 right now. Lions are driving.
Chris is talking about the Prime Minister of Great Britain in ICU due to coronavirus, and Pete's locked into this virtual
Lions
the
Queen
driving.
Was on this morning. I saw the Queen make a speech.
That was yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, was it yesterday? Yeah.
I thought she just released a statement.
She went on live TV, got all dialed up as much as an 80-year-old could get all dialed up.
Can you say that about her? Is she only 80?
No, actually, she's
older. I was going to say, she's got to be in her 90s.
She put herself together, went on national TV, and told everybody, remain calm.
Good for her.
We will get through this. You know what else you could remain calm? When you combine your homeowner's insurance with your auto insurance.
Works for me.
You're going to realize how much money you're going to be saving by doing this. And you got to go to Farmers Insurance for crying out loud. Damon Briss, Farmers Insurance, right here in Southwest Florida. He's the only farmers in Southwest Florida and the fastest growing agency in the entire state of Florida. Thanks in large part to you guys listening to us. It is also April, which is Autism Awareness Month. And for every policy sold in April, Damon Briss is going to be donating to Autism Speaks, a fantastic cause. So Help out a good cause. Help yourself out by saving money. Help yourself out by bundling your homeowners and your auto insurance with Farmers Insurance. It's Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance, 239-202-2933. Tell him I personally told you to call him. Damon Brist, 239-202-2933. Here it is one more time, 239-202-2933. Have you switched yet?
It's turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Scheman and Shepherd.
Scheman and Shepherd.
Great tune.
Just blowing in a harmonica. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
It's an awesome tune.
Are we doing all harmonica all day now that I said that harmonica annoys me?
Bingo.
There can't be that many harmonica songs, can there be?
Well, our Twitter poll at 99.3 ESPN Radio, does the harmonica sound like nails on a chalkboard? Craig's quote, no one else is on this show. So far, 80.6% say no.
Oh, so you're saying 20% say yes.
Those are bots.
That's one in five.
Yeah. Those are bots. They don't know what music is.
One in five agree with me. Fact. I'll take those odds.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Man. Sure.
One in five?
Because I look, I'm not a listen, Chris, I don't just sit here and do what I think is going to be popular, all right? I am real.
Well, we know that.
I am genuine every day. Whether it's talking about how bad Georgia is or whether the harmonica sucks, I'm not afraid to put it out there.
Time and
if that
time
means
again,
80%
wrong.
Of the people are going to rail against me, fine. I'm man enough to take it.
Mm-hmm. The harmonica does not suck. That's an opinion, not a fact.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong. I don't know.
What we're going to do with you.
All right. I have college football win totals, if you'd like, if we have.
Yeah, and I can also, after you do that, I can incorporate a pretty cool college football list as well.
All right. Let's see here. I don't know. This probably qualifies as a list, but I'm not feeling it. I don't need music for this. This is Caesars win totals for notable teams in college football. First on their list, Alabama at 10.5. Minus 140 on the over, by the way, if you want to take that.
Now, this is this includes the bowl games as well, correct?
I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, it would have to. Okay. Yes, it would have to. Totals. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Clemson, 11.5, minus 140 on the over. Seems about right. I think they're the favorite to win it all as well.
Yep.
Florida Gators, 10 wins, mm-hmm. minus 135 on the over.
Yep.
Georgia, also 10, minus 125 on the under. Vegas says mm-hmm. take the under. That's what I'm saying. Take the under.
No.
9, probably. Well, there's the thing. If Georgia has 10 wins, that means they have 2 losses, and likely they are out of the playoff chase.
It says that's at least 10 wins if they go over. And what if they have 11 wins?
Yeah, then they might be in the mix, Pete. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
LSU, 9. And
there's no way that program is getting 9 wins next year.
You think that's lofty?
No way.
Vegas says minus 130 for the under, so that thinks they'd be a stretch to get 9, correct?
Correct.
All right.
I'm just saying, they've lost a lot.
Yes.
They've lost.
They have lost. They've lost a lot. I think them losing Brady might be the big, I mean, obviously Burrow, but I mean, Brady, them losing him, Joe Brady, is gigantic.
Yep.
They lose Joe Brady. LSU only gets 9 wins at best. The Patriots lose Tom Brady. They also only get 9 wins at best.
Yeah, but that might get you in the playoffs in the AFC East next year.
Michigan, 9, minus 115 on the over.
9? Yeah, they're probably 9.
It's close.
Notre Dame, 9, also minus 115, but on the under.
They play.
Do they play each other?
Michigan and Notre Dame?
Yeah,
they play.
Are you sure?
Yeah, every year.
No, not every year.
No, I'm not sure.
Well, I mean,
I thought that series was winding down. And
no, I thought it was. I thought, wasn't it renewed? Am I wrong? I thought that was renewed.
I'm not sure. We'll look that up. Ohio State, 11, minus 135 on the over. So far, this has Ohio State and Clemson playing for a natty. Oklahoma, 10 wins, minus 200 on the under. And just two more.
I'd say 10 is good.
Yeah. The Oregon Ducks, 9.5. -130 on
Notre
the
Dame does not play Michigan
this
year.
Yeah, that series was wrapped up. I'm certain. Yeah,
they do not.
It was extended.
Notre Dame's football schedule this year. They open up the season against Navy. That's in Ireland. They have a bye week in the real week one. Arkansas, Western Michigan, Wake Forest, Wisconsin, Stanford, Pitt, Duke, Clemson, Georgia Tech, Louisville, and USC.
You know, that's weak as water to play Western Michigan but not play Michigan. I mean, that's just stupid.
Got Arkansas in there. I'll tell you, Navy and Ireland opening day, if they play, that could be it. Navy plays them tough a lot. It plays them tough a lot. Well, they may not be ready for early on in the season. If you're going to grab an upset on a neutral field in another country, Navy might have something there.
Let's see who Michigan scheduled, because Notre Dame is now off.
All right. And while you're looking that up,
Eastern Michigan.
Do you have it in front of you?
I have it in front of me. Yeah, it's only three because it is a Big Ten school, so they're playing their.
It's a real conference, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, however many conference games, 10. Mm-hmm. Open up the season, Husky Stadium against Washington.
That's respectable.
Then Michigan has their first home game at the Big House against the Cardinals of Ball State.
Yeah, that's how I lay up.
Following weekend, before getting into Big Ten conference play, is a home date with the Red Wolves of Arkansas State.
That's a little light. I mean, the Washington, I get it. Pac-12.
Another tough home game, though, right? And actually, two in a row after that.
Yeah, two in a row after that.
They got Penn State and Wisconsin early.
Yeah, Wisconsin and Penn State. September 26, October 3rd. Both.
That's a split at best.
Let's review worst case scenario here. All right, you go all the way to the West Coast to Washington and lose that game.
And I think they will.
It's possible. You would think they would beat Ball State, but you would have thought they would have handily beat Army last year too.
Right.
Well, Army was pretty good. Ball State is.
All right, so they beat Ball State. Ball State's one of the worst programs in college football.
Army's respectable. Ball State flat out sucks. Right, worst teams in the country.
They're 1-1. Week 3, they win that game against Arkansas State. They're 2-1. And then what if they lose to Penn State and Wisconsin? Oh, that's going to be a rough start.
I can't see them losing back-to-back games. You don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
I only had one more school on our win total. That was Southern Cal.
Last year, Arkansas State, I'm looking at, they beat FIU 34-26. They lost to, hang on. Give me one second.
Hold on.
No, it's right here. They played SMU tough. They only lost 37-30 to open the season. They got killed at UNLV 43-17. Oh, no, they won at UNLV 43-17. They lost at home. They lost at Georgia 55-0. They beat the Salukis of Southern Illinois 41-28.
Great name.
They won at Troy
50-43.
Lost at Georgia State 52-38. Lost at home versus Louisiana 37-20. Louisiana, good team. They won at home versus Texas State, not a bad team, right? 38-14. One at Louisiana Monroe, 48-41. One at Coastal Carolina. One at home versus Georgia Southern. Lost to Southern Alabama by 4. 34-30.
Arkansas State.
And they beat FIU in the Camellia Bowl, 34-26, something that Miami could not do in the regular season.
Fact.
So not horrible.
Well, we'll see how it goes, man. Going to be tough sledding out of the box.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying they're going to be undefeated going into the Ohio State game this year like everybody said last year.
Probably not. No. Probably not.
Yeah.
But you never know.
No.
Think about the momentum around that program, though. If they can go out and beat Washington, which Washington's going to be.
All right, let's do best case scenario.
Right, because Washington's going to be breaking in a new quarterback.
Yeah.
Jacob Eason is leaving this year, so they've got a new quarterback.
Yep.
They've got a new head coach. Peterson left this offseason.
Yeah. I still don't know why Eason's name isn't being talked more about. I mean, I know he left Georgia because he couldn't beat out Fromm, and I understand that, but he had a really good season. I like his style. I guess a lot of pro scouts allegedly are down on his style, so to speak.
Can't throw the long ball. Too long of a windup.
Is that it?
No, I just totally made that up. I'm getting my draft speech, ready to go.
Jargon.
Good call.
Yeah. All right. So Michigan, you could go out and beat a quarterback, presumably starting in his first ever college football game.
Yeah.
Like your chances there.
Yeah. Michigan will also have a new quarterback. No,
Patterson's back for one more year, isn't he? So they'll have their quarterback in the third year or second year of a new offense with Josh Gattis.
All right.
Come back home for two cupcakes.
Yeah.
Win them.
3-0.
Yeah, and then what? It's Wisconsin after that?
Yeah, but is it at Camp
Wisconsin
Randall?
And Purdue.
It's at home?
No, it's Wisconsin. No, it's Wisconsin, then Penn State.
Wisconsin, Penn State at home, then at Michigan State, and at Minnesota. That's four tough games in a row right there.
No, but look, where are those games being played?
At the Big House,
well,
baby.
Well, two at home, and then two at Michigan State and at Minnesota.
Look, Michigan State's going to be awful
Michigan
this
State's
year.
Michigan State's going to be a train wreck this
year. They're going to be terrible this year.
Minnesota, you would think, but it's still
Minnesota
rivalry game.
Minnesota, you're right. I mean, look, that is now turned into a tough game in the Big Ten. Is going to Minnesota specifically. But, I mean, are you telling me that if Michigan goes in there at 6-0, including wins over Washington on the road, Wisconsin, and Penn State, that they're not going to be a top five team in the country?
Oh, they absolutely
ceiling
will.
Not five.
No, oh, no question.
And
they should be depending on you know what the other top ranked teams.
And
do.
Then
yeah,
after Minnesota, it's Purdue, Maryland, Rutgers, and IU. Like, I'm sorry, any all those programs will be better this upcoming season than what they were last year. Maybe outside of Indiana.
Right.
Because Indiana was good last year. I'm not saying they're going to be bad next year, but
it's
just kind of the way it goes.
Right.
But like I said to you last week or the week before, I'm circling. I'm glad they're playing Rutgers late in the season. I'm not saying Rutgers is going to beat them or anything like that. I'm saying that's about the time that Greg Schiano will have had, you know, what, 8 weeks or 9 weeks or so. And I think you'll see they're going to be a competitive team this year for most of the season, maybe not in the beginning, but I think by the time they get to November 14th, they will be a pretty competitive team.
That is Rutgers
and by
Super
competitive,
Bowl.
I mean can stay within maybe 17
that
points of Michigan.
That game circled on their schedule. That's their Super Bowl. Yeah. That's like, let's improve
Shea
all
Patterson's
year long.
Gone. He was a senior this last year.
That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah.
So they got McCaffrey now or whoever else they've recruited.
Right. The last thing I remember McCaffrey is his bell being rung so hard. I think his head came out of the ear hole in his helmet. That was one of the hardest concussion hits I've ever seen in my life. Ugh. All right. One other thought, college football. Alabama, Nick Saban has handed out Apple iWatches to all of his players to help them study, communicate, and strength and condition coaches download their workout regimen and keep track of the players that way. But others are going, wait a minute, this is giving away a little bit of too much free benefit that not everybody else has. The SEC and the NCAA are looking into it. We'll see what happens.
I think it's so ridiculous. And creepy Mark Emmert's got enough on his plate after that documentary came out. And you got to see it again, the scheme on HBO. I mean, he's got enough to worry about there. That just an absolute hypocrite of jackassness he is.
Going back to last hour, about an hour ago, we played the sound clip of Donald Trump after speaking with commissioners of professional sports leagues across North America.
Yes.
You know who was not on that call?
Who?
Mark Emmert.
Yeah.
Was
not. Are you serious? I didn't realize
on
that.
Yeah. That call. That
I didn't realize that either. I'm not surprised.
I found out this morning. The fact that you had the head of the NCAA not on a call with the other, he's a commissioner.
Mm-hmm. Yes, de facto.
He's a de facto commissioner, and this is the problem with the NCAA that there's not. And we always talk about it whenever there's an issue. There needs to be a czar of college basketball. There needs to be a commissioner of college football. It should be Mark Emmert. That's his job, and he's not on a phone call with the president about when we're going to be able to get.
It's embarrassing. Even Jay Billis a couple weeks ago. I mean, he won't ever call him out by name. But he's always said, you know, there's a lack of leadership. They have got to do something to get him out. Otherwise, I'm telling you, when you watch that documentary, all these schools are going to rise up and they're going to dump the NCAA. I'm telling you, if it keeps going the way it's going, there's not going to be an NCAA in 5 years. Will not exist if they keep going down this path. This guy is a joke, Mark Emmert. He really is. When you really delve into what he doesn't do, he's got no guts whatsoever. None. And I loved it when Christian Dawkins, the last word of that documentary was, he's sitting in the chair and they're asking him, he's like, well, what do you think of the NCAA? And he goes, bleep the NCAA.
Yeah. He's right.
Well, he's right, and that's what, and it is. I'm telling you, you guys have to see it to believe it. How incompetent that organization is.
I am more curious right now. Did Mark Emmert not show up for the phone call like he's busy, or did Donald Trump not invite him because he's not quote unquote pro sports?
Some other lackey from the NCAA take his spot?
I'm not sure. All I know is Mark Emmert was not on that call. But if you're Donald Trump, I mean, NCAA would be more important than getting the commissioner of the MLS on this call, right?
How about if you're a big time coach, obviously, or anybody that's associated with the NCAA, and you know that your football program is responsible for bankrolling the entire institution on the whole, and your head guy isn't in on this phone call? I would have a major problem with that. I wonder how many emails he got.
Is it possible
saying,
what the
bleep are you doing?
He wasn't invited. I mean, everything out of the White House was we talked with all the pro sports, pro leagues. Maybe he wasn't invited. I got to give him a skosh of benefit of the doubt here. Just
maybe, but it seems unlikely.
Yeah. That's bizarre. All right, coming up in a moment, we'll have one of Pete Shepard's college football list. We'll do that in just a second.
I got lots of lists today. College and pro. This will be a college one. Fascinating one.
Coming up in 13 minutes, another chance to win $500 in the Sheema to Shepard cash grab. Save the number and type it in to 45. Save the number 45911. Enter the new word that you get here at the top of the hour. And you'll be good to go. When we announce the new word, you can win $500 now.
Trubisky is so bad.
This is...
I haven't been watching.
This is virtual football, Lions, Bears right now through Twitch, which we have on our website, 993ESPN.com.
The score is 10-8. I mean, it's been a horrendous football game.
They always are. Bears, Lions games
these
are always
two?
Horrible.
With
yeah,
these two?
Yeah, they're just dreadful throwback games.
Trubisky at the 2 drops back and gets sacked. How are you getting sacked on the 2-yard line? Throw it somewhere.
Now it's 4th and goal.
Yeah, I know.
You know when they say you can't take a sack here? That's when these guys get sacked. That's what you're looking at.
22-yard attempt.
All right. More updates. Shall I wait? Shall I write
it
out?
And it is good.
There you go.
So it's now 13-8 Bears with 4:45 to go in the second quarter.
What a poopy score.
Likes 4.5.
Your 50.5 is looking borderline.
It's in question.
It's in doubt.
We're going to sweat this out.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Dang it! Not only is it harmonica, it's overrated harmonica.
No, you love this song. This is the kind of era that you love, the Beatles.
The Beatles, as you know, overrated, and I don't like harmonica, so double whammy. This
absolutely
would be a lovely
ridiculous
song without the harmonica. They could have just opened it with
a
guitar riff.
The harmonica adds a certain flair.
It's like a whining child. That's what harmonica is like to me.
You're a whining child.
Actually, I'm not. I'm a whining adult. Let's get it straight. 2, 3,
if Craig were an instrument, what would he be?
Oh, I'd be a drum set, baby. Just banging away.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Oh, I'd be boss.
You'd be like a triangle.
That was a good one.
Okay, an oboe.
An oboe? You'd be a tuba.
I would not be a tuba.
Just loud and big.
I'd be a baby grand, baby. Baby grand piano. Me.
Baby grand.
Matt Prater converts the field goal. Lions trail the Bears by 2 points. It's 11-13.
Oh, they drove down quickly.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Had a big play.
Yeah, we got an offense.
4.5 looking good. Your 50's looking okay.
My 50's looking very much in question right now. I'd love a touchdown before the half.
7 would feel good.
If I could get 7 before the half, I'd be feeling pretty good about this.
Right now we're watching Lions.
How about a pick 6?
We're watching Lions Bears here on Twitch. We have a link at 99.3ESPN.com. It's Madden football. It's a simulated football. They got a whole slate. In fact,
it's real,
game,
as far as you know.
Yeah, it's with the real rosters up through week 17 with everybody healthy from last year. Seattle's at Philly later on at 7 o'clock. Seattle -3. The Giants -3.5 at the Cardinals. That's the 10 o'clock game tonight. Pete's Patriots also got killed by the Texans earlier today.
38-17. They did indeed.
That's because DeAndre Hopkins was still on the team. He caught like for 200 50 yards.
244 yards and I think 3 touchdowns.
All right. Town Car Tony says Craig would be a bassoon.
Because it rhymes with buffoon.
Eagles Chiefs fan, a tambourine.
Eagles fan says he would be a violin. Chris in the car. Craig would be a flute because he's full of holes. Cowbell and tambourine. That's what we
got to have more cowbell. Everybody needs more cowbell, just like everybody needs more Craig Sheeman.
I'm glad there's no harmonica and Don't Fear the Reaper, you know, by Blue Oyster Cult, or Craig would hate that song, too.
Well, that would be ridiculous, Pete, because that song is perfect the way it is, except it needs a little more cowbell.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, it does.
And it really does. After that skit, you listen to it, and you're waiting for it, and it's really faint.
Do you want to hear my list real quick?
I will hear your list right after we talk to Chad in Naples, who wants to rip on me. I figured you'd rather somebody rip on me than your list. Yeah.
Well,
Chad, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
You were talking about what instruments sound like and what you were, and I honestly think you are a harmonica. Yeah. So, Chris, you got to do this. It's going to take a little bit of work, but you're a DJ or whatever. So you got to take what's that thing
you're
you guys
DJ.
Do? Oh, it's Red Alert, right?
Yes, that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow's
okay,
Red Alert.
So every time you guys do Red Alert, doesn't Craig do some kind of whiny pitch thing?
No, I play a sound effect off of it. Yeah.
No, breaking. You're thinking of breaking news.
Yeah, you're thinking of breaking news.
Breaking news. Okay, so you're going to have to do a bunch of editing, but if you go back to a bunch of them and edit it all out and make it sound like harmonica, I'm telling you.
Different tones?
Gold, Jerry.
Gold, Jerry. Gold.
Gold.
Same thing.
Thanks, Chad.
See you guys.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chad. Keep it coming.
All right. Now we're going to have to push your list to the 4 o'clock hour.
Fine. I got a bunch of lists. And we got to go over the 2010s all-decade team.
Yeah, let's do
Which is interesting if the decade's not over yet, right?
Oh,
Trubisky's on his horse! He got to the 30! Get down! Wow! Wow, that's his best play I've ever seen him make in
He's
reality
three rushes
or today virtual.
For 31 yards. Wow.
All right.
How does this happen? Contain, Lions.
Let's go. Go down and get 3 more.
Oh, Matt Patricia's bend but don't break off a defense?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, actually, good thing he got rid of Slay because Trubisky just broke his ankle in the video game. It happened.
So brutal.
Sorry.
All right, so this is live on Twitch, live games. You can do live Skittle betting if you want, hypothetically.
Clock's
speaking.
Running.
And it is on our website at 993ESPN.com.
Check
it out.
Gosh, the time management is
so terrible.
Bad.
Well, that's in real life, too.
It's so bad with Matt Nagy.
That's in real life. Trubisky doesn't help him out, either.
He just let 11 seconds go off the clock.
Keep in mind, Matt Nagy comes from the Chiefs, where he was tutored by Andy Reid. Not the best game manager.
Oh, and then you pull out the field goal with 10 seconds to go in the half? This is too much.
47-yarder.
We're going to have to keep it here until
47-yarder kick is up, and it is good.
All right, what's
16-11.
That is 27. You're good.
You're not talk yet.
Okay.
There's a safety in there.
All right.
Pinheiro barely made it. Oh, no, hit the back of the thing.
The big 4 o'clock hour. Oh, and we've got Wikipedia at 4 o'clock. This is a great topic. This is the anniversary of Prohibition ending, so it's New Beer's Eve, which was a thing in 1933 where people lined up at midnight, before midnight, the night before, to get beer. I mean, it'd been 13 years, for crying out loud. So we got beer trivia for you in about 45 minutes with Wikipedia. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.